Story here from the New York Post. Young adults who develop colon cancer tend to be diagnosed at later stages of the disease and have more aggressive types of tumors, according to new research. The study authors strongly link colon cancer in young people to obesity, family history, inflammatory bowel disease, and symptoms such as stomach pain and bleeding from a certain part of your body.
This can come as no surprise because young people are not told and would not otherwise go get a colonoscopy or any of those preventative measures that are out there. Because if you're in your 20s or 30s, why would you do that? But I have a friend who's a colorectal surgeon. She said the rates of young people getting that specific type of cancer have exploded.
It has to do with our diet. I mean, I really can't think of anything else.
Well, obesity is one of the symptoms, I guess.
Contributing factors.
Yeah. Colon cancer has long been associated with older adults, mature adults, especially people over the age of 65. The colorectal cancer rates have been steadily increasing among adults under 50 since the 1990s.
I'm assuming this is an America-specific study?
I believe so, yeah. Guess who's due for another colonoscopy this year?
Oh, is it time? Yep.
Don't you go every year?
No, I go every 3 years, Samuel. And, well, yeah, every year because I enjoy it. I found a day planner in the top drawer of my dresser, and I was just looking through it, and, it's kind of like a diary in short form, and it was from 2021. And I noted that on one day in 2021, it just said colonoscopy. And I'm like, well, it's been 3 years.
About time.
What a lovely memory to have.
Yep.
That was the one that I didn't stream it, but I...
You brought in photos. And I will say this. I don't need to see the photos.
Anymore?
Or then.
Wait, you brought in photos and I didn't get to see them?
Oh. Yeah, you want me to bring them in after I get my next one?
I don't know why not.
No.
We want to see Dr. Brown's work.
No, we do not.
Dr. Brown is retired.
I wonder why. He's back again.
I mean, I'm telling you though, at these like GI places, it is a revolving door. I mean, the doctor goes from one straight to the next.
Yeah.
They must make a killing doing.
Get it done. One of the only preventable cancers if you get properly screened.
Why did you laugh?
I was going to make a joke based on they go from one to the next, and I decided family-friendly program.
Just let that sit right there.
Okay.
Leave that one out there.
Back to Dana's dehydration problem. Gen Z is always thirsty for a new trend. Electrolytes are the latest craze that has gotten TikTok's attention, with hundreds of recipes popping up on the platform. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium are the minerals in your blood that essentially help keep everything balanced in your body. You lose electrolytes when you sweat or are sick, and replenishing them often comes in the form of a packet of powder or sports drinks. And now Gen Z feels as though they need electrolytes on a regular basis, claiming that water is not enough.
I have a friend, a good friend, who has started drinking Pedialyte.
Mm-hmm. They've started marketing it to adults.
It's like Pedialyte.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, I buy that stuff randomly all the time.
It apparently has some stuff in it for adults.
It has electrolytes.
Not bad. Well, so does Gatorade, doesn't it?
I will say that if you live a sedentary lifestyle and you don't go out and sweat and you don't get some sort of physical activity in on a daily basis, those sports drinks are bad for you.
Yeah, because they're packed with calories.
Some of them. Yes.
True, yeah. That's true. Story here from CBS News. Tesla is facing scrutiny by federal regulators after a report that the electric car maker's full self-driving system may be linked to a fatal accident. The National Highway Safety Administration said in documents that it opened the probe yesterday after the company reported four crashes, including one that killed a pedestrian.
Oh, God. And they want to put these on the road as taxis?
After Tesla vehicles entered areas of low visibility, including sun glare, fog, and airborne dust.
I mean, if sun glare and dust can send these things wild, I'm never going to trust them.
In addition to the pedestrian's death, another crash involved an injury, according to the agency. Investigators are looking into the ability of Tesla's full self-serving or self-driving technology to, quote, detect and respond appropriately to reduced roadway visibility conditions.
It's one of the major concerns I pointed out from the very beginning of this conversation happening. Sensors fail.
Apparently.
Whether it's dust or sun glare.
I love it, but you have to use it appropriately. You can't just set it on autopilot and be like, I'm going to read a book. It doesn't work. It should not work like that.
Well, the new cabs don't even have a steering wheel in them.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm out.
Festivus Friday is coming up next. We have every phone line open. If you want to get in, this is the best time to do it. The grievances coming up right after the news with Dan Weinbaum. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. The news is next.